for $31.72.
And it seems like everything's calm for the next weekend.
Welcome. Welcome, everyone, to the April 17th meeting of the House Committee on Economic Development and Trade. This is our final meeting of the committee before the first chamber work session deadline, so it's an important meeting, and we will start off by opening a work session on House Bill 2012. And invite forward Speaker Kotek and Representative Bentz to tell us about the bill and evolution since the last time we heard from you. Thank you.
Good morning.
With special mood music.
Good morning, colleagues. For the record, Tina Kotek, State Representative, House District 44, North and Northeast Portland, and Speaker of the House. Kudos to you for an 8 a.m. Monday meeting. Hi, everybody. Glad to see you. We are back to talk about House Bill 2012. Thank you for putting us first. We have a Dash 1 amendment that is on OLIS. We appreciated the first testimony on this bill. We're very excited by the level of support. The Dash 1 clarifies, it's rather lengthy, so let me summarize it quickly for you. One of the discussions since the first public hearing was the geographic boundaries of how this region would be set. And so the Dash 1 expands the region to better reflect the Treasure Valley communities that can meet on the border. So we have a little map somewhere, so if you really need to see that, we can. But that's what you see in the Dash 1. Business Oregon helped us with that. Dash 1 also includes some technical language from Business Oregon about handling the funds, loan servicing, and grant administration, and the role of the department in assisting the border zone board in assessing and evaluating their grant opportunities. So we met with OBDD after the last public hearing and said, what do you need to kind of just clarify some things? And so you see that in the amendment. We added clarification that the region or the zone board could look at industrial site certifications to be funded with dollars appropriated in the bill. The amendment, allows the board to regulate, so the whole question about regulation. So we had the conversation in the first draft about it was specific to more the land use side. We expanded it to be more on the regulation side, on the regulatory barriers that could be addressed in the region, and then some other technical changes. So I'll leave it at that. I don't know if Representative Bentz wanted to add anything to that.
Great. Thank you.
Madam Chair, Cliff Bentz, State Representative District 60. Thank you so much for hearing this bill, and thank you, Madam Speaker, for all of your assistance for my part of the state. It's much, much appreciated. I want to point out just two things. First, this bill addresses an issue that has long challenged my area, being immediately adjacent to Idaho. This bill has some elements in it that I think will help. I'll just point out that the Idaho legislature just a couple of weeks ago passed a bill that would have done away with the sales tax on groceries. It happens that that most people in Idaho, right across the river, come over to Ontario to shop because there is no sales tax. So Idaho is doing its best to try to adjust its regulations to better assist its side of the river. This bill does just the opposite, thank goodness, and I think would be hugely helpful to my side of the river, our side of the river. So I appreciate your support and look forward to hopefully this bill passing out of this committee.
Wonderful. Thank you. Do we have any other people who've come to make a statement? All right. So, committee members, a couple pieces of context for you. One is that Representative Gomberg is stuck behind a significant accident coming over from the coast, so he is not going to be joining us for some time. A second piece of context is that this bill is going to move down to Ways and Means. So by supporting by working the bill, supporting the amendment, and moving it forward, we will be moving it onward to some additional important analysis. And with that, I would welcome a motion from my vice chair.
Madam Chair, I move to adopt the Dash 1 amendment dated April 13, 2017 for HB 2012.
Vice Chair Brock Smith moves to adopt the Dash 1 amendment dated April 13, 2017. Is there any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, motion passes.
Madam Chair, I move HB 2012 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means By prior reference.
Vice Chair Brocksmith moves HB 2012 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. Is there any discussion? I will note that I think the teamwork and the creativity in developing this bill is really great, and it is an important project both potentially to support economic development in the region it is focused on and also as a demonstration project that might have benefit to other parts of the state moving forward. So thank you both. Any objection? Seeing none, the motion passes.
Thank you, colleagues.
Thank you.
All right, and with that, we will open, so we'll close a work session on House Bill 2012 and open a work session on House Bill 2743, and welcome Representative Hoffman forward if you'd like to make a comment. No need to make a comment. Mr. Crawford, would you like to remind the committee the nature of the bill?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2743 requires the Land Conservation and Development Commission to establish a pilot program to implement a master plan for economic development on land adjacent to a rural airport, requires the commission to report on the pilot program to the legislative committees related to housing and human services dated 2022 session of the Legislative Assembly. The committee is being asked to consider both Dash 1 and Dash 2 amendments. The Dash 1 amendment creates city economic development pilot program fund and requires the commission to use the fund to finance the establishment and implementation of the program. That amendment has a fiscal impact statement issued and a minimal revenue impact. The Dash 2 amendments limit sites eligible to participate in the pilot program. It currently has no revenue impact. Unfortunately, we are still waiting for the fiscal impact statement from LFO.
So for committee members who are new to the legislature this session, what that means is on the final day of a committee, we can hold off until pardon me. We can hold off until later in the meeting to see if the paperwork arrives and we're ready to move the bill. In the alternative, we can seek a suspension of rules in order to work the bill without the paperwork. But there's been tremendous work done by Representative Huffman to clarify that there is no attendant cost and also to make sure that the bill is focused on the area that is intended to target and that there's no unintended collateral consequence. So as far as I can tell, it's a great bill for which we want only paperwork. And so what we're going to do actually is do we need to do a unanimous?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, a motion to suspend rules requires a two-thirds vote. So six out of the eight members currently present would need to vote affirmatively to suspend the rules.
So I think what we're going to do, just in the interest of easing the path forward for the bill, is wait for a few more bills to pass in through this work session. And if we don't yet have the paperwork, then we will seek a motion to suspend rules and move the bill forward nonetheless. But do I close this work session, or is that problematic?
Madam Chair, you can suspend the work session.
Okay. So I'm suspending the work session. We will return and work this bill one way or the other later on in the day. I want to share that we are not moving a number of bills that some folks here are intending to be here in support of, I suspect. We are not going to be moving forward House Bill 2744 or House Bill 2768. I think those bills will benefit from some additional discussion and conversation among interested parties over the interim. We are not moving forward House Bill 3172, and we are also not moving forward House Bill 3144 for a combination of ripeness reasons. With that, we're going to open a work session on House Bill 2968. All right. Could you please, Mr. Crawford, orient us to the posture of that bill?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2968, the committee is being asked to consider the Dash 1 amendments. The Dash 1 amendments replace the measure. They require the Department of Environmental Quality to study and propose legislation or regulatory actions necessary to develop a program for voluntary removal and remediation actions that, if completed, would release participants from liability under specified state and federal laws. Requires the DEQ to consult with the United States Environmental Protection Agency agency while conducting the study, requires the DEQ to report their findings to the interim committees of the legislature no later than September 15th, 2018, declares an emergency and is effective on passage. There is a minimal fiscal impact statement, and there is no revenue impact associated with this bill.
All right. Is there anyone here who is here to speak on behalf of the amendments or the bill? Okay. So we had a good discussion of this bill at our prior meeting with Representative Bueller and others. So with that, I would welcome. Pardon me.
Oh, should we wait to it?
We'll get a motion for the dash ones, then have discussion opportunity, and then a motion on the bill and a discussion opportunity.
Madam Chair, I move to adopt the dash one amendment dated April 11, 2017 for House Bill 2968.
Vice Chair Brocksmith moves to adopt the dash one amendment dated April 11, 2017. Is there any discussion?
Yes. Thank you,
Representative
Chair. Question for Adam. I always get confused when there's two dash ones with different dates. Are they the same thing, just posted differently?
Madam Chair, Representative Post, that's correct. Because we had the amendment on two different meeting dates, OLA shows them as, while they are the same amendment, they shows them posted two different times.
All right, then a follow-up question.
Please.
I know you gave a quick summary, but it's not the bill that we discussed, if I remember right, because it's a new measure now. So there's nobody that can talk about this, really?
Madam Chair, Representative Post, if you'd like, we can give a call to Representative Bueller's office, but I believe my understanding from his office is this addressed some of the concerns that were raised during the committee.
Okay.
Specifically, the issue of when federal liability waivers can be offered, bringing it more into line with Pennsylvania's Act 2 program, the consultation prior to actually going forward with a program.
My sense is that it is the same bill, but it incorporates some of the feedback that he got when he came for the public hearing.
Right.
So, any other discussion on adopting the dash one amendment? Any objection? Seeing none, the motion passes. Vice Chair Brockman.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2968 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Brocksmith moves House Bill 2968 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, the motion passes, and we'll ask Representative Bueller to be the carrier on that. All right. Now we will, do we have the paperwork for, all right, we'll open a work session on House Bill 3211, a bill brought to us by Representative Springer and Representative Clem regarding barriers to development of industrial lands. Mr. Crawford.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, while there is a dash one amendment currently posted on OLIS, the committee is being asked to consider the base bill. The base bill directs the Oregon Business Development Department to study the barriers to the development of industrial lands, requires Business Oregon to report to an appropriate committee or interim committee of the Legislative Assembly no later than September 1st, 2018. The bill currently has a fiscal impact statement issued and a minimal revenue impact. Legislative Fiscal Office has requested this bill be referred to Joint Ways and Means.
All right. So we have the paperwork we need to move the bill forward to Joint Ways and Means. And with that, I'd love it. Representative Clem, would you like to make any comments about the bill and its current form?
I'm trying to remember what Representative Springer told me about our amendment.
I think that my recollection is she does not prefer it and would like to hold it kind of in abeyance.
I think you're right.
Yeah, because I think it creates a task force.
Sorry, it's been several days and many things have happened since then.
Yeah, I think it was, if it's needed later,
yeah,
she might consider it.
Yeah. I like the bill.
All right.
As do I.
Well, very good.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 3211 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means.
Vice Chair Brocksmith moves House Bill 3211 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that it be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, the motion passes, and we don't need a carrier because it's going to Ways and Means. Okay. All right, so we'll close the work session on House Bill 3211. Let's see what else we've got. So now we will open a work session on House Bill 3442 and invite Ms. Terziev Ford to describe the Dash 1 amendments. We'll ask Mr. Crawford to give us some initial orientation. I want to note that we do not have the paperwork on the bill, but we wanted to give you a chance to describe where the bill is at.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3442, the Dash 1 amendments define terms. They add distribution to the list of prohibited activities related to the unlawful labeling of a sound recording, unlawful recording of a live performance, unlawful labeling of a videotape recording, and unlawful videotape recording.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Terziev, did you want to make any comments on that?
Sure. Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Nikki Terziev here on behalf of Millennium Films and New Image. We were before you last week, I think it's just Monday now, and we described what were anticipated to be a part of the Dash 1s. We received the Dash 1s, and I had sent emails all to all the committee members over the weekend indicating that we strive to answer questions from tech, who you also heard from, around exemptions that would make it appropriate or easier for them, at least, not holding them responsible. So the Dash 1s come through. It is a replacement of the original bill, and it does the modernization of adding distribution and digital media. It also provides kind of the Oregon is open for business message that we had discussed last week. And then we provide a couple of exemptions. The one exemption, trying again and to answer to what we heard as concerns from Facebook and Google and Apple and their associations that would exempt them. It cites U.S. Code 230, which is the broader federal code, and says if you're described as an internet provider or an internet platform, forgive me, I can't remember the specific word, and I should have it up here with me, but it exempts you from being held responsible and exempts you from this statute. We also add in an exemption at the request of a professor for content within the public domain.
Excellent. So my assessment of this bill is that you're raising some important questions. My understanding from hearing from people in the stakeholder community is that there are lingering concerns, and it's a complex area. So very much appreciate your bringing forward the bill this session, and it seems like it is the beginning of what will probably be an ongoing conversation, and it sounds like other stakeholders are eager to participate in that, perhaps over the interim. So thank you. You can have a seat. So sometimes bills that are a good idea or address an important concern come forward in one session and receive work going into the future before they reach a point where they have addressed the issue. And I think this bill is one that needs to have some additional work to be ripe and to address the issue. But we really appreciate the proponents for bringing that forward, and we are going to let that be worked over the interim. So with that, we're going to close the work session on House Bill 3442. All right, now we are going to open, do we have the paperwork? We're going to open a work session on House Bill 3377, and there are amendments, and Mr. Crawford, I'm not sure I see a proponent in the room. So if you could please describe the amendments, we will move forward.
Madam Chair, members of the committee is being asked to consider the Dash 2 amendments to House Bill 3377. The Dash 2 amendments replace the measure. They require the Oregon Business Development Department to report to the Legislative Assembly by January 1st, 2018, responding to the recommendations made in the Secretary of State audit report number 2016-34, specifies report requirements, and declares an emergency and is effective on passage. The bill currently has a minimal fiscal impact and no revenue impact.
Okay. Do we have any proponents of the bill in the room? No, we don't. So with that, Representative Brock-Smith, I welcome the motion.
Madam Chair, I move to adopt the Dash 2 amendment dated April 10, 2017 to House Bill 3377.
Vice Chair Brock-Smith moves to adopt the Dash 2 amendments dated April 10, 2017. Is there any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, motion passes.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 3377 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Brocksmith moves House Bill 3377 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, the motion passes. I think we'll have Representative Smith-Warner as the chief sponsor carry that bill. All right, we'll close the work session on House Bill 3377, and we will open a public hearing and work session on House Bill 3374. Representative Brocksmith, would you like to, we can invite Mr. Crawford to provide an overview of the bill and the amendment, and then would you like to make a comment?
I'd be happy to.
Okay.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3374, the committee is being asked to currently consider the Dash 1 amendments. The Dash 1 amendments replace the measure. They establish the Oregon County Assistance Fund, directs the Department of Revenue to make grants from the fund in the amounts not to exceed $150,000 to counties seeking to consolidate or share services, specifies counties receiving this grant must have received payments from the Secure Rural Schools Program beginning July 1st, 2018, or 2008, in an amount that was greater than 30% of the total property taxes imposed in that county in that year, sunsets the fund on January 1st, 2026, takes effect on the 91st day after signee die. The Dash 1 amendments currently have both a fiscal light as well as a revenue light.
Okay. Representative Brocksmith, would you like to speak to the bill and the First Amendment, the one that we're considering today?
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. So this bill, colleagues, is a bill that would help the ONC counties that are currently failing. Most of you are familiar with Josephine County and their report recently that they will be laying off their 17 sheriff's deputies on May 31st, 2017 and no longer have the ability for a sheriff's deputy on duty to respond to any calls. These Dash 1s are very specific in how they change the bill to really allow for some consolidation incentives for counties and cities to work together with public safety services. We all know that counties have to provide jail services, but cities have the ability, or counties have are the constitutionally mandated public safety authority to the sheriff's department in any county. And so it's really, again, meant to incentivize the collaborative work for public safety services together. There are some also discussion draft amendments. I don't know if you want me to
go ahead.
On this that we're working on that would really look at the Deschutes County model and how public safety service districts would be beneficial and some incentives to that area. But in respect of time and moving the bill to, of course, this bill has a subsequent referral to revenue and then to Ways and Means, we felt that adopting the Dash 1s to limit the, you know, the original bill's enormous fiscal and really refine it down better. We didn't want to bog up the system with the necessary paperwork, and so that's where we're at. I'd be happy to answer any questions if colleagues have any.
And no one has signed up to testify on the bill from the public. So do we have any comments? Right. I will add that. Go ahead. Representative Marsh.
Oh, thank you. I just had a couple questions.
Sure.
Is there any interest in amending the bill to allow, as I read it, it was counties working within their counties with their other public district partners to amend the bill to specify that counties can work with other counties on such a project?
So counties do work on work with other counties.
This greases the skids for that kind of conversation.
Correct. And so when it comes to the very, I'm not opposed to adding language in the dash twos, you know, in the future amendments to have counties work together. Again, the dash twos would be more of a public safety service district model, where they would have, as a former county commissioner, let me just put it this way. Counties are already trying to work together, consolidate services the best they can. I'll use Curry and Coos County for an example. Curry's so isolated that, and they're so large, that you're in a situation where if we were to consolidate all the services, just for conversation's sake, with Coos County, it would only hasten the failure, if you will, of the public safety services in Coos, because of the resources that are needed and involved. And the $150,000 really is just an incentive. Mm-hmm. When you put it in perspective, it's not even two deputies. It's about a deputy and a half. Again, I'm not opposed to incorporating the dash those into trying to get them into a dash two with regards to counties. I can understand in your district where you have Jackson County and Josephine County and the consolidation of services there, because we'll use jail, for example. The jail in Jackson County could possibly house the inmates for Josephine in that type of scenario. And that might be what does happen in the future if we can't solve these problems. Mm-hmm. So,
as one of the co-sponsors behind and backing up Representative Brock Smith, I would say I support the idea of looking at having this extend to inter-county, not just intra-county efficiencies. I think that that's a good idea along the lines of what Rep. Brock Smith just said. My understanding of this dash one is that it applies to the whole gamut of services that are offered within a county, city, local jurisdiction, not only public safety. Am I right about that? And then the other amendment that Representative Brock Smith referenced, which I think is a really good amendment too, that when it's ready and when the bill is in House Revenue, will receive thoughtful consideration, and I'll help advocate for it, would incentivize creation of special districts to fund public safety. So the issue that was trying to get at is, you know, some of our counties that are really struggling are particularly struggling with respect to their ability to fund crucial public safety services, and everyone in Oregon benefits or suffers from the adequacy or inadequacy of public safety services. So we all have an incentive to kind of help propel or encourage districts to communities to self-fund a greater share of their public safety services. So I think that this addresses in a good way, and I see Representative Reske has a comment. I think this addresses in a creative way. I wanted to thank Representative Nathanson for getting involved with some of the problem solving around this too, and Greg Alderson too. The idea of how do we deal with the structural revenue deficit that we're looking at now. We absolutely want to encourage economic growth and reasonable timber harvests as part of the answer, but we may also need to look at things like streamlining service delivery as part of the answer, and I think this is a good step on that path. So thank you, Representative Brock Smith, for all the work you've done on this. Representative Reske.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a quick question for either yourself or Representative Brock Smith, and that is the original bill was, as I understand it, was that a local community would create a levy and that this would be a matching fund-ish type program. The amendment doesn't look like it has any levy part of it. It's just a cap of $150,000 on a grant program that's determined by application and priority. Is that a correct assessment of the difference between one of the differences between the dash one amendment and the original bill?
Correct.
Okay.
And then one of the concepts underpinning a dash two amendment.
Go ahead. Okay. The, Representative Reske, the dash two amendment would scroll back the 30%, which would allow various counties back into the, and then it would incentivize, the concept is to incentivize counties that create a public safety service district. And of course, there would be taxes involved with that if that's the path they chose to go. That the state county assistance fund would step in and tier the tax burden over an 80-60-40-20 share. So the concept would be the citizens that were to, in order to move forward with something like that, again, based on utilizing the Deschutes County as a model, would pay 20% of that new district the first year, and then by the fourth year pay 100% of the district.
Okay. So that concept is still in development, but sure. The fiscal on the base bill is so...
$187 million.
So vast that we felt it would be wise to just... Taylor's bill now before asking you all to vote on it.
Well, if you think about it, that's what it takes to fund these public safety services for these counties, and the lack of, as you mentioned before, Madam Chair, the lack of those timber resources to do so is enormous. It leaves an enormous hole in these ONC county budgets.
Right. So, Representative Lewis, and then Representative Marsh.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a quick question: Could this kind of funding be used to incentivize consolidation of public safety communications?
Yes, sir.
Good. Okay. Thank you.
Representative Marsh.
Just one more question of clarification. Could you run through, under the -2 amendments, what the counties that would be included, or can you provide that? Or?
So we're not moving the -2s today because they're not ready.
But
so
in terms of?
Jackson County would be included.
Okay. Thank you.
So so this is an instance in which the existence of a couple of committees that have longer lifespans than most of the policy committees is a good thing, because this is some important work, but it's not quite ripe. And that is why we are asking committee members today to consider adopting the -1, which would simply be the Technical Assistance Fund to support conversations about consolidating service delivery within counties heavily affected by the change in timber revenues. And then it will move forward, and we'll continue working on it when it goes to House Revenue to see if there are additional steps we can take that would be affordable and useful. So with that, Representative Brockman.
Madam Chair, I move to adopt the -1 amendment dated April 13, 2017. For House Bill 3374.
Vice Chair Brocksmith moves to adopt the -1 amendments dated April 13, 2017 to House Bill 3374. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, motion passes.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 3374 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and that the bill be referred to the House Revenue Committee and then the Joint Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference.
Vice Chair Brocksmith moves House Bill 3374 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and that the bill be referred to the House Revenue Committee and then the Joint Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, the motion passes. Thank you, Representative Brocksmith, for all the good work that you've done on this in the last several months.
I appreciate that, Madam Chair. I appreciate all your help as well.
All right, with that, I believe we have only one matter left for the committee's consideration today, and that is the bill from Representative Huffman, House Bill 2743, and I think we're going to need to do a rules suspension. We don't yet have the fiscal impact revenue impact statement.
Madam Chair, that's correct. On the -2 amendments, we do not have all the necessary paperwork, even though I'm sure the good people of LFO and LRO are working hard. We do not have all the necessary paperwork at this time.
So we have, for committee members, we have a series of steps that we need to go through. First, to suspend the rules, and then to vote on the bill with rules suspended. After that, we're going to reopen we're going to continue with some rule suspension to reopen a few votes so that Representative Gomberg has a chance to weigh in on some of those bills. So with that, we are going to
adopt the amendments.
All right, we're going to start by adopting the amendments. All right, so I'm going to make sure I opened a work session on House Bill 2743, or that it remained open effectively, and I'll ask you to walk us through those steps.
Madam Chair, I move to adopt the Dash 1 amendment stated April 11, 2017 for House Bill 2743.
Vice Chair Brocksmith moves to adopt the Dash 1 amendment stated April 11, 2017. Is there any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, the motion passes.
Madam Chair, I move to adopt the Dash 2 amendment stated April 14, 2017 for House Bill 2743.
Vice Chair Brocksmith moves to adopt the Dash 2 amendment stated April 14, 2017. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, motion passes. Now we do this part.
Madam Chair, I move the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking action on House Bill 2743 without having both the fiscal impact and revenue impact statements on hand at this time.
Vice Chair Brocksmith moves the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking action on both House Bill 2743 without having both the fiscal impact and revenue impact statements on hand at this time. Is there any objection? Seeing none, the rules are suspended. And with that,
we need a motion to suspend the rules for Representative Gomberg.
So first we're going to vote with the rules suspended on moving this bill forward. And then I think we'll do the subsequent. Okay. Thank you.
There it is. Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2743 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means.
Vice Chair Brocksmith moves House Bill 2743 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, the motion passes. Now we will take a 1 minute recess while I confer with my committee administrator and make sure we know the process for this next bit. All right, we are resuming the meeting following a brief recess, and we're going to move forward to do some suspensions of rules.
Madam Chair, I move that the rules be suspended and that so Representative Gomberg can vote on House Bill 2012, and this will not change the outcome.
Thank you. Representative Brocksmith moves that the rules be suspended so that Representative Gomberg can vote on House Bill 2012. It will not change the outcome. Any objection? Seeing none, motion passes. Representative Gomberg, how do you vote?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I appreciate the courtesy. I was stuck behind a fatal accident on Highway 18, and I'm glad to be here with all of you. I do vote aye.
Okay, great. Thank you. Representative Gomberg votes aye. We close that.
Madam Chair, I move that the rules be suspended and that we allow to allow Representative Gomberg to vote on House Bill 2743. This vote will not change the outcome.
Representative Brocksmith moves that the rules be suspended to allow Representative Gomberg to vote on House Bill 2743. Will not change the outcome. Any objections? Seeing none, motion passes. Representative Gomberg, how do you vote?
I vote aye, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, I move that the rules be suspended so that Representative Gomberg can vote on House Bill 2968. This will not change the outcome.
Representative Brocksmith moves that the rules be suspended so that Representative Gomberg can vote on House Bill 2968. Will not change the outcome. Any objection? Seeing none, motion passes. Representative Gomberg, how do you vote?
Gomberg votes aye.
All right.
Madam Chair, I move that the rules be suspended so that Representative Gomberg can vote on House Bill 3211. This will not change the outcome.
Representative Brocksmith moves that the rules be suspended so that Representative Gomberg can vote on House Bill 3211. Will not change the outcome. Any objection? Seeing none, motion passes. Representative Gomberg, how do you
vote? Aye.
Madam Chair, I move that the rules be suspended so that Representative Gomberg can vote on House Bill 3377. This will not change yet.
Representative Brock-Smith moves that the rules be suspended so that Representative Gomberg can vote on House Bill 3377. It will not change the outcome. Any objections? Seeing none, motion passes. Representative Gomberg.
Vote aye.
All right. And with that, I believe we have concluded the business of the morning. I know that there are some bills that did not move forward today, and that is can be a frustrating situation, but it is my hope that there can be conversations over the interim so that bills that did not have a chance to move forward can achieve levels of stakeholder support that we need in order to move forward in the future. And with that, we will invite Representative Brock-Smith to make a comment.
Well, no, Madam Chair, I know that this is the deadline day, and all the bills that we have through the second deadline, correct? And as the freshman, I just want to commend you on an excellent chairmanship to this point, moving all these bills through that we've had in our committee. And I believe all unanimously, except for one. So congratulations on the great work.
Well, thanks. This is a good group of people, and a lot of good work was done by the Interim Committee on Small Business Growth and by individuals in the Agriculture and Land Use Committees that was moved over to this committee. So we were lucky beneficiaries of that. But this was a great group, and with four new members, we really were very lucky because we got four really effective and thoughtful new members. So thank you. Does anyone else have any closing comments?
Sounds like we're done for the session.
Well, we're going to have... Yeah, this is just a halftime break. And so what will happen is that when the Senate bills start coming over, some of those will be referred here. But it'll be a lighter docket, even than the docket we've had so far, because the Senate does not generate as many bills since there are fewer of them. And
more deliberative.
And as it is said, they're very deliberative bodies. So, all right. With that, we'll close the meeting and thank everyone for being here. Thank everyone.